going to pray with you first. Is that all right?
Sure.
Yeah, Lord, just thank you for tonight and just for everything you've spoken to us so far. I just pray over Davey that as he comes and just shares a bit of you, that you would just really use him and speak through him, Lord. Whatever you want to say to us tonight, that you would just flow through him and just give him boldness just to preach from you. Amen.
Thank you. Good to see you. When I was asked to speak, it was I didn't hesitate. I just said, "Oh yeah." And right now, but immediately I thought, right, there's things on my mind that I want to share, and they've kind of developed. But there's so much in here that I want to get out, but maybe it's not to come out now, or maybe it is. Who knows? We'll just see where we go. Here's a question. Here's an idea. I wanted to just kind of explore the ways God speaks to us. Because we heard tonight people saying, well, God said this to me, and great. How does God speak to us? Is it voices in your head? Is it dreams? Is it circumstances, things happen? There's myriads of ways God speaks to us. This one's one of the big ones. Read those words, God speaking to us. No compromise, there's no margin for doubt or interpretations. It's just there, it's God's words. So the challenge for me is always to spend time looking at that. Spend time praying, because God speaks to us when we pray. How do we pray? We've got the model prayer, haven't we? I've learned lately, and it's been an amazing learning thing, because I've unlearned so much in the process, which is shutting my mouth and being quiet. Just getting somewhere quiet and just zip it, shut up and listen and go for silence. And I've had some quality experience. It maybe have made me a better person, I like to think so, but I'm the same old me. I've got struggles every day. I struggle as a person, I struggle as a Christian. It's not an easy life, I can tell you now. I find it very, very difficult. God does speak to us, and it's a blessing to hear him speaking to us tonight through the various people that who've shared things with us. And the other thing I wanted to kind of explore is, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Who the heck do you think you are? No, who do you think you are? Who do I think I am? So it's coming from that. And somebody asked, well, what's your theme? And the first thing that came into my mind was the poor. We'll go into that. I like to read Matthew chapter 5, and it goes like this. Now he saw the crowds, he went up a mountain and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. Stop there. What does blessed mean? Somebody tell us what does blessed mean, because we just use it all the time. So cheesy. What does it mean? Blessed. He's at Bible college. Yes, baby. What does it mean? Blessed. In this context, I understand it just means, yes. I can't hear you, sorry. Kind of reassured. Yeah. It's a good answer. Thank you. Great, thanks. My understanding is about happiness, a kind of joy, a blessing upon you, peace upon you, joy, reassurance upon you, this happiness. And blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they'll be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they'll be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they'll be shown mercy. We know they're so familiar, don't we? Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed or happy are the peacemakers, for they'll be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men or when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad. Take that. The poor in spirit, that was what I was kind of thinking, what does the poor in spirit mean? What does that mean? And I had to look it up. I had an idea what it meant. I just thought, somebody's really quite unhappy, sad and depressed. And I think that's possibly right. For Jesus to say, look, people at the end of their rope, people who think they've got nothing to offer, they're insignificant. He's saying, look, I want to bring happiness and joy and peace and reassurance to you. This is my mission as a Christian, as a believer, to communicate that mission to the poor. How am I doing it? Am I doing all right? Who do I know at home, at school, college, or the street, neighbourhood, family, work colleague, college, wherever it is, who do we know that we have contact regularly with, that you've picked up on your radar, and you've seen and you've kind of got a sense of somebody that's got some serious issues, that they're in need, something isn't right? I come across that quite often, and I don't know what to do sometimes. I'll give you an example. I work in a busy office complex, and this is a very glamorous lady. She looks like $1 million, but I tell you now, she thinks she looks ugly, horrible, fat, and all the rest. She's got this view of herself. And I look at this woman, and she's just amazing, but you can see the sadness in her eyes. She's just miserable. I don't know if you're like this, but I sometimes feel pain and misery oozing out of people from time to time. I can sense that, and it's awful. It's horrible. I've got a good friend that he says, look, I can feel people's pain, and it's only lately I've recognised, oh, maybe I can as well. Do you have those experiences where you can see and you just, it hits you right there? And I'll tell you something, this is God speaking. This is God speaking. He's connecting with you through that person, and he's reaching out through that person. What can you do? This woman at work, I don't know what to do. She's a grown woman. It's inappropriate for me to say, come across as all spiritual and all the rest, which is what I really want to do, and say, look, come on, we're going to help. I don't know what to do. I've spoken to somebody about that, and they just don't know what it is. But I'm just putting it out there. Because I find that Jesus wants to meet us, and he wants to communicate with us through people like everybody sitting here. I'm not necessarily talking about the extremes of alcoholism and drug abuse and brokenness of homes and all that kind of stuff, because that's extreme. It's great that people look after people like that. I need you to look after me in the same way by giving me something of you back. If it's a smile or just a nod or whatever it is, please don't blank us. Don't blank me. And I know you feel the same. People need to be... If I ignore you and walk away, that makes you feel insignificant. You know, you're worthless. And if it's me, it just kind of reinforces how worthless I am. If you won't even look at me, you won't even speak to me. Somebody says, I feel invisible in church. My goodness. So to bless people, this is the mission, to bless the poor in spirit, as well as the materially, financially disadvantaged. He wants us to reach out. He wants me to reach out to you. And he expects us all to reach out to each other and bless each other. And just try and communicate some love and reassurance and happiness and joy. Just in a smile. I struggle smiling. Can't you see? It's age. Just to share some of that happiness. Which doesn't go up and down like a barometer, because it's that kind of joy. It's kind of the joy that only he can give. That your life might be C-R-A-P, but you've got this joy that it's not going to let you go. It's going to be fine. Who do you know that you think maybe feels unloved in your experience, in your home, in your social life, your work life, your retirement? Who do you know that might feel a bit unloved? Who do you know that might feel a bit rejected? The guy that spoke this morning said this woman had been rejected 5 times over. And for me, rejection is one of the most hurtful things. But when it's over and it's repeated, it just crushes a person. We experience that, I'm sure. Somebody that you know, maybe you know, is rejected and on the outskirts or on the margins or whatever it is, it's cool or whatever. Please, get on with it. People get ignored and overlooked. So I think often that's just because people don't think. I don't think, you know, I'm just so busy and wrapped up in the old little world and universe. I just overlook people. People are crushed when people need love, they need a smile, they need a hello, they need acknowledgement, because their life is probably terrible. My life is very complicated and difficult. We've all got complicated, difficult lives, but the things that make me, yes, is when somebody says, "Are you all right?" And there's a smile and there's a it's just priceless. Please, it's basic stuff. I know I'm not insulting your intelligence, but please, let's. People have been walked over. Maybe I'm walked over. Maybe you feel a bit walked over and a bit abused and trodden down. Maybe you feel that you're suffering emotionally. Do you know people are suffering emotionally? It's a terrible thing because you can't see it. It's in here. It's in there. They might have the mask and they might look fine. And you say, "You're right. Oh, yeah, fine." But they're crying inside. I was talking to a lady this morning. "How are you doing?" "Oh, I'm fine, yeah." "How are you?" "Oh, well, yeah." That's what I just said, it how it is. And I'm so glad that you feel the same way, because, and then it all comes out. Please, let's have this transparency and openness and just the way I see it, it's just blessing each other. People that lack identity don't know who they really are. Cracks me up sometimes when, particularly on the metro, when it's probably busy, and you see some kid that's got wearing whatever they wear, and they've got their headphones in, and they're in this moment, they're in this zone, and that kind of projecting. I've got this. I'm just trying to find identity. It's so sad. It cracks me up because the only real and meaningful identity that I've experienced as a person ever is in that faith relationship with Jesus. Because I had my identity as a teenager, which was not like that. It wasn't until I was 18 that I started to sort my life out, if that's the right way to put it. People that feel they've got no credibility or acceptance by others, it's just awful. It's awful. There's people that just get left out. "You're not in the group. Who cares?" No credibility. Because they might dress different, they might have a different way of doing things, so they just get left out. Maybe it's an age thing, or maybe it's, I don't know, cultural. Please, let's reach out. Let's reach out, please. People think they're never good enough. Oof, never going to be good enough compared to... The gospel is, you are good enough. We are good enough. People feel like they don't belong. I sometimes feel in church I don't belong. It's more about me, I think, than what's going on. But for anybody to feel invisible or feel they don't belong in the faith community, let's reach out to each other. Make sure. Just make sure. Just say hello. Smile. People are afraid and scared. I knew I was going to say that. Scared and afraid. Afraid and scared. Do you know people that are really terrified of whatever it is? They're stressed about. People that won't go out when it's busy because they feel judged. Again, talking about that story this morning, the woman at the Welsh wouldn't go out when people would be around. She wanted to go out when nobody'd see her because she just felt so awful and judged. And to feel judged, it's a horrendous thing. Please, let's have that different quality in our culture, that people don't feel judged. They might still feel judged, so just make sure you say hello and look in their eyes. Look me in the eye and speak to us. I probably can't see because I'm blind as a bat, but you can... Sounds so cheesy, but you look somebody in the eye, and I find you can see more. You can look into their soul, and you can see the lostness and the hurt in somebody's eyes. If you don't bother, you're never going to see it, and they're never going to be blessed. Let's share in doing that. Look each other in the eye and have a real exchange. Please don't blank me. Please don't ignore me. Don't look away, because I need your blessing. I need your love. And it's about time, and it's about giving, and it's quality. A smile, a hello, and a look into the eye says, "Yeah, you're worth something. You actually matter. You're not irrelevant. I care." So go back to this woman at work. Whether anything that I come with that, I do not know. I'm praying about it, and we'll just see how it goes. But to give people time, it just means, look, you do matter. You do matter. Because life is... You look in the media, you look in the TV, you look in your tablet, whatever you do, your social media, and there's these images which say, this is how you should be, and if you're not measuring up, you're rubbish. And it's a lie, it's a hoax, and it's the voice of the devil, because you're worth it. You're never going to be some glamorous model girls and lads. You're never going to be hunky like me. Believe me. It's a lie of the devil, because you're worth it as you are. Please. You've got something to offer. You're not rubbish. you can find happiness, you will find happiness. Don't listen to liars that tell you you can't be happy unless whatever it is they get into that makes them happy, or they just say that makes them happy. You can find happiness. You can be content with who you are. That's the biggest struggle, I think, for people being content with themselves because of all these images and their nonsense. You don't need to get stressed or anxious. This is what people will feel if we have time for them. Or I will feel if you've got time for me. Stressed and anxious. Wow, that's such a big gnat. Because if you're a worrier or if things get to you, it can paralyze you. It can choke the life out of you, stress and anxiety. If I've got time for you and you've got time for me, you will know, I will know, that we've got a safe and secure future. We don't need to feel insecure or afraid of the future. And if we're getting it right, we don't need to be somebody special in other people's eyes because we're lovable and good enough as we are. You don't have to be something special or whatever it is. You're lovable and you're good and you're acceptable as you are. And I've seen this to me here because I'm meaning it to me just as much. Please don't assume I'm just preaching because I think I'm clever. So we're nearly done, actually. We're a one-off. Everybody here is a one-off individual. Looking at me, you think, thank goodness for that. We're a one-off. There's nobody going to be like us. His life plan for us, the Father's concerns and plan for us, is that we are part of that relationship with Him. Just to give ourselves in His charge, His hands, His care every day. Every day, every moment of the day, because we're set off with good intentions, we're going to smack in the face through circumstances and otherwise, and then you've got to get up and put myself back in His hands. Because before I was ever even born, He chose me to be the person. Before you were ever born, you were on His mind. We're on His mind. It's scary to think. It's just amazing. And He chose us that kind of care and detail. Not just some random accident or whatever coincidence. Because we're precious to Him. We matter. He has plans for us. We will get a smack in the mouth from time to time. But there's a plan. We're of real value to Him. We're worth something. We're significant as we are. We can find that happiness. We can find contentment and identity in Him. I'm learning this stuff. I want to be somebody else a lot of the time because I'm uncomfortable with me. Because I know what goes on in here, what I've done, and how I think I don't measure up with other people. I want to be somebody else. I want to be a famous rock star that can play rockabilly, slide guitar, blah, blah. I sometimes hate myself because the things I've done, I think I'm not worthy. Do you feel like that? Do you think, I don't know. Who do you want to be like? Who do you want to be like? Answer the question in your own head. I sometimes don't like myself because of, say, the things I've done, but because of the things that I'm not, or the things that I am. I need to be reminded every day. I need to be reminded by getting into that and praying and sharing with other Christian people. I need to be reminded that He has me on His mind every moment of every day. When I'm not conscious of Him, He's conscious of me, and He's watching over me. We read this in the Bible, and He's after me all the time. And this father figure of Him, when I'm just getting on my life, and the story of the prodigal son, this projection of the father heart of God, is He's away feeding pigs, this boy couldn't give one. He comes to his senses, his dad's standing watching and waiting for him the whole time, looking for the speck on the horizon till the boy comes home. This is the father heart of God. My goodness, it's amazing. And I need to remind me of that. He just wants me to include Him because He's reaching out all the time. Never stops. He wants me to be myself. Oh, man, I can't be myself because I'm so rubbish. He wants me to be myself because He made me the way I am. You just want me to try and be somebody else or be some fake and tell everybody, oh yeah, it's fine. And I've got this, I've got that. And blah. He wants me to be me. He wants us all just to be ourselves. Just accepting who we are. That's one maybe the biggest challenges, because we all know what we're like. And we don't want to own up to that. I find I don't want to own up to that so often. So I need to be myself and accept who I am as a starting point to finding some kind of peace in my life. It's a starting point. It's just accepting who I am and be myself and stop just acting. Have you got this kind of peace in your life? Have I got this kind of peace in my life that says, doesn't matter what happens, good, bad or indifferent, you're fine, you're happy. You've got that peace that we're talking about, the poor. I'm going to wind this down now. Music group, are you ready to blow one there? I see, is that all right? Right. I'll just shut this down. Right, I want you to just, if you want to shut your eyes, fine, please do that. See if you're looking at me. I want you to picture the cross. I want you to picture Jesus on the cross, broken, covered in spit from the hockling off the soldiers and the people around, and the blood that's pouring out of him and the snot that's run down his face up there. And he's doing it willingly and he's accepting the situation. He's surrendering himself to that. Who was on his mind at that point? Me. Don't know where you are in your life at the minute. Whether things are going great, I want to, if it's good, bad or ugly, just to bring all that stuff to him and just see, there it is. If it's courage we need, let's just ask for courage in these moments. If we need forgiveness, if we need to forgive somebody else, or need peace of mind, or strength just to keep going, facing tomorrow, could be a nightmare tomorrow. It's thankfulness and joy of wanting a plan to come off and succeed. We're going to be silent for about 30 seconds or so and put ourselves in his hands. Accept his kind, forgiven, and accepting words of, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Accept yourself, the real me, loved, accepted, and welcomed just for being me, with all my faults and talents as well. You are my child, whom I love. With you I'm well pleased. Accept the challenge to find him in this moment, to find him when I pray, to find him when I read the Bible, and to find him in other people. Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they didn't recognize who he was. Father, I open my clenched fists and surrender to you. Meet me in this moment. Help me to restart my thinking. Find my true identity in you. Not in my family, my heroes, my work, hobbies, achievements, me luck, me job, me failures, disappointments, or what others think of me. Delete the things in me that are not part of your plan. I hand over the control of my life to you so that I begin again to be the person you made me to be, the real me, made to be a blessing to others and made to be like Jesus. Thank you that you rate me and approve of me just as I am. Please give me the courage to accept myself and just be the person you made me to be. Amen.
As I was sitting there, David, what I thought was sort of saying to me was that give you a hug, feel the man hug saying, and this is like prophetic and symbolic of God saying, you are worthy,
thank you.
You are good. But also, it wasn't about a man moment. Maybe, you know, it's someone that you need to go shake the hand, just look, give a firm word, or give a hug. Maybe that's our response tonight, to say, you know, in God's eyes you're worth it, and in my eyes you're worth it as well. That's just what I was feeling. So that's why I was going to do something slightly different at the end.
That's fine, yeah.
So, we're just going to worship together. But if you want to get up around and sort of, you know,